弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace you, brothers and sisters.
我相信大家刚刚听到 Kevin 的见证，我们心里面都非常的被触动。
I'm sure we are all touched by the testimony of Brother Kevin.
不管你是当孩子的、当丈夫的、当妻子的、当爸爸的 ，whatever， 我相信我们听这样子的见证，我们心里面都很感动。
Whether you're a child, a father, a husband, a wife, we're all touched by his story.
我想他的见证里面提醒我们，不仅仅要珍惜，要为着还有的要感恩。
His story reminds us that we ought to cherish what we already have.
他也提醒我们一定要扮演好我们自己的角色。
And also we need to play our roles well.
不管你是孩子、是妻子、是丈夫，我们都要把自己的角色尽可能的扮演好。
Whether you're a child, you're a husband, a wife, play our roles well.
我相信我们每一个人在人生中，我们自己各种不同的角色上，我们不见得每一个角色都扮演得很好。
Well, but in reality, in our lives, we don't really play every role well.
但是我们应该去在乎哪些角色是最重要的，是最有价值的。
But we need to know which roles are the most important and valuable.
所以男人的成就绝对不是只是根据事业和财富，那只是我在工作上的一个角色而已。
Men's achievement in life does not only rely on your success and your wealth. That is only your role in the marketplace.
我们还是做丈夫的，还是做父亲的。
But we are also husbands and fathers.
所以弟兄的提醒，让我们要在自己的我们要在主的爱里面，为着我们在角色上的亏欠我们要常以为亏欠。
So that the story reminds us that in the love of Christ, we ought to feel, we often need to feel that we fall short in the roles that we play.
但是另外一方面，我们要为的还有今天，还有时间，我们要感谢神，因为还有机会，我们可以进步。
But yet, on the other hand, we ought to be very thankful that we still have today, we still have a chance to improve.
因为于师母帮 Kevin 翻译，所以我们有机会先看到他的见证。
Because Pastor Nancy translated Brother Kevin's testimony, so we get to view his testimony earlier.
所以我今天早上就来向他说，20个 hug。
So this morning I told him 20 hugs.
因为 Kevin 建议做太太的要给先生每天早上20个拥抱。
Because Brother Kevin suggests that wives should give your husband 20 hugs each morning.
他做了3个 quick hug 以后就说热死。
But after 30 hugs, he said too hot.
但是懂得感恩的人已经很感恩了，居然有3个 hug。
But then I'm already very thankful because at least I got 3 hugs.
不懂得感恩的说，怎么你还欠我17个？
But then if for a person not grateful, you would say you still owe me 17 hugs.
那我也不知道那个30块钱的 cheeseburger 什么样子。
Well, I don't know how a $30 cheeseburger look like.
居然会让 Kevin 做梦都梦到。
That Brother Kevin would even dream about it.
下次带一个来哈，因为我做梦常常的梦到在聚会啊、赶飞机啊，还有一次要下飞机了，才发现自己穿着拖鞋，吓醒了。
Maybe next time you can bring a $30 cheeseburger to Pastor Yu. He never dream about cheeseburger. Always like missing the flights or wearing the slippers to the airport, stuff like that.
Show me, so I can improve my dream. Show Pastor Nancy. Yeah. 我很感谢主，就是我们今天是在神的家中，神的爱在我们的里面。
I'm so thankful that today we are in God's house and the love of God is within us.
所以我们看到 Kevin， 如果他不讲这些见证的话，我们不知道。
So for Brother Kevin, if he never told us his story, we would never know.
就像他说的，天上的父亲神把他带得这么好啊。
Because he was raised actually by our heavenly Father.
他的母亲，我们天上的神都在这里带领他。
He was raised by the heavenly Father and as well as his mother that he turned out so well.
今天是父亲节，当然我们在这里真的是感恩神家有这么多做父亲的，不管是肉身的父亲、属灵的父亲。
Today's Father's Day, and we're so thankful for all the fathers, whether you're the natural father or spiritual fathers.
但是我们永远永远不要忘记我们这位天上的父。
But we shall never forget our Father in heaven.
我记得我跟你们讲过，神对我来说，这个 Heavenly Father 慈爱的天父的这一面，我没有那么深刻的经历，从前啊。
As I shared with you before, in the past, I never had a deep understanding of the love of Heavenly Father.
因为小的时候对父亲的印象就是他很严肃，很严格。
Because in my childhood, my impression of my father is he was very serious and strict.
等到他晚年来到美国以后，他最后的这一段年日里面有将近二十年的时间是跟我们二十多年，是住在我们圣何塞，所以我看见我父亲的另外一面。
But then during the 20+ years of the last 20+ years of his life, he lived in San Jose. I get to see the other side of him.
我才能够了解在那个严格的背后，其实是很深的爱。
I get to understand the deep love behind the serious.
有一次我在很大的难处也很难过的时候，我突然里面想到天上的爸爸都了解我，一下子眼泪就下来了。
Once I was in a difficult trial and difficulty, all of a sudden I remember my heavenly father understands, and instantly the tears just came out.
在座的爸爸，如果你的付出别人不能了解，甚至误会，甚至伤害，你要晓得神都晓得。
So fathers, if you're being misunderstood or no one understands your sacrifice, your hardships, Heavenly Father understands.
继续忠心的来扮演，来做好我们做父亲的角色。
Let's continue to play well our roles faithfully.
如果我们对我们过去父亲的角色非常亏欠，甚至失败的话，我们要感谢神还把时间留给我们。
If you feel that you have failed your role,But we need to be thankful that God is still giving us time and chances.
让我们还有机会去弥补，去长进。
So that we still have a chance to improve and to make up.
其实对任何一个角色都是这样哈。Kevin 提醒孩子们，爸爸在要珍惜。我们同样要被提醒，孩子在我们要珍惜，丈夫在要珍惜，妻子在要珍惜。
It's the same with all roles. Children ought to cherish your parents, and parents ought to cherish your children and wives.Your husbands and husbands, your wives.
那我们今天要讲一个题目，这是我们家庭月，因为从母亲节到父亲节，所以今天是家庭月的一个打结。
So today is the conclusion of the family month.
并不代表这个家庭的信息就到这里，因为家庭实在是很重要。
But it doesn't mean that this is the last message about family, because families are so important.
同样的，今天也是我这一个季度里面讲这个与基督同钉十字架的最后一篇信息。
This is also the last message of this season when I talk about being crucified with Christ.
因为我们今年的主题是讲到无论怎么样，无论生无论死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Because the theme of this year is that whether by life or by death, that Christ will always be magnified in our body.
而照常显大的根基是在于基督是我的生命。
And yet the foundation of magnifying Christ is that Christ is our life.
让基督能够照常显大的实行落实，是我们与主同钉十字架。
But how to actualize Christ being magnified in my body is that I am crucified with Christ.
因为没有十字架就没有基督，没有十字架就不可能有得胜，没有十字架也不会有祝福。
Without the cross, there will be no Christ. Without the cross, there will be no blessings. And without the cross, there will be no victories.
所以我今天要讲的一个题目是讲到舍己的爱，它是蒙福的路，它是蒙福之路，它是生命之源。
So today I want to share about sacrificial love. It's a blessed way and it's a source of our life.
就是让我们看见我们怎么样子能够让这个家再也不一样。
So that we ought to see how we can transform our life, our family would never be the same again.
怎么样子让我在各样的角色和各样的关系上能够被带进一个不同的境界？
So that I can actually be elevated to another level in all the roles that I play.
所以我们一再讲，千万不要以为十字架只是折磨我们，叫我们受苦。
So please do not misunderstand thinking that cross is just to torture us.
十字架集中在一件事情，就是要我们舍己，就是 deny ourselves. 因为当我们不再是我的时候，就是基督。
the core of carrying the cross is to deny ourselves, because whenever we can say no longer I, that is the time we can say it is Christ.
哦，所以十字架的目的是要把基督给我们，把整个天的祝福赐给我们。
So the purpose of carrying the cross is so that we can receive all the heavenly blessings and Christ.
对年轻的孩子们一样是这样，好，希望我们从小就认识十字架，学习怎么样子照着圣经的话来过舍己的生活。
So it's the same principle applies to young people, that how we can learn to carry the cross and live the blessed life.
那我想我们每一个人都至少是活在家庭里面，不管你是原生的家、现在的家、将来的家，你现在都是在一个家庭的角色里面。
Whether you're still with your natural family or spiritual family, you are in a family.
家是神设立的。
And family is ordained and ordained by God.
家也是神设计的。
Also designed by God.
所以在神的心中，神设立家的时候，神是带着祝福、带着正面的意念的。
So when God ordained family, He meant to bless. It's a positive intention.
所以一个家到底能不能活出神所给的祝福，让我们得安息享受，真把它当作家。
So whether a family can actually experience the intended blessing of joy and peace, like a real family.
还是我们的家像个战场一样，像个监狱一样，我们不愿意回去，回去不自由，受限制，回去要征战，里面觉得逃避。
Or whether our family is actually like a battlefield, like a prison where we suffer and torture and then we want to escape.
到底我们的家是怎样的家？不是由别人决定的，就是由你由我自己决定的。
So what kind of family we have actually is not determined by others, but you and I.
所以关键不在于别人，关键在于我们自己。
So the key is not about others, but ourselves.
所以千万不要掉进撒旦的一个陷阱里面，认为说只要别人改变，我就好了，这个家我就喜欢。
So please do not fall into the trap thinking that as long as other people change, then I will love my family.
如果今天你带着这样子的思想在你的家中过生活，我告诉你，这个家不幸福的主因就是你。
If you hold this mindset to live your family life, then let me tell you, the reason for unhappy family is actually you.
因为我们对我们家人、亲爱的家人一直充满了要求、充满了期望、充满了批评、充满了不满。
Because we're always full of expectations, criticisms, and then demands from our family.
所以我们今天特别要来讲舍己的爱。
So today I want to talk about this sacrificial love.
这个爱是把我们带到该有的家的那种蒙福的状况，充满生命的情形里面。
Because this love will actually bring our family into the state of being blessed and also a source of life.
我们都羡慕，对不对？
So we all admire and envy this kind of family,
我们也没有一个人天生会的。好，主耶稣在这里教我们，我们都在这里成长，都在这里当学生。
But none of us knew how to have this family of family life, but Jesus Christ is teaching us so that we can grow.
那另外一个点我要提的就是任何一个家。
Another point I want to mention is that any family,
甚至任何一个人
or any person.
不是在进步，就是在退步。
Whether you are making a progress or you are regressing.
我不晓得你阿不阿门我这个说法，但是属灵上就是这样。
I don't know if you agree, but this is the spiritual principle.
以前我讲过，属灵的生命不进则退。
Because before I share with you, our spiritual life is either moving forward or regressing.
因为你不可能说我保持原状，他一定把你往后面推走的。
You can never say I'm just maintaining. It will just drag you and then make you move backward.
我们中国有一句话说，学如逆水行舟，不进则退，记得吧？
There's a Chinese proverb that says that our study is like a river boating upstreams. You either have to move forward or you go backwards.
讲到我们的学问，我们的学习，如果不是进步，就一定是退步。
So our study is the same, whether you either move forward or you regress.
那弟兄姊妹，整个世界一直有一个潮流往着下面去的。
Because there's a current in this world always pushing us backward.
所以我如果不 against the tide, 我如果不起来面对这个逆流的话，我一定随波逐流。
So if we don't rise up against, go against the tide, we will be pushed backwards.
家庭生活一样。
It's the same with our family life.
每一天，每一个家庭，不是在进步，就是在退步。
Every day, every family, either you're making progress or you're regressing.
那弟兄姊妹，我就想问说，到底我们现在的家庭生活，我们的夫妻关系，我们父母跟孩子的关系，是在那个进步中，还是在退步中？
So we ought to ask ourselves about our family life, relationship between husband and wives and parents and children. Are we making progress or are we regressing?
我在台湾读大学的时候
，When I was still in college in Taiwan.
有一天我二哥带我去划船，我在台湾就划过这么一次船，如果我记得不错的话。
One day, my second brother took me boating. That was the only boating experience I had in Taiwan.
那个在这个。台湾来的就新店碧潭哈，我们两个就坐在那边滑，因为我实在不会哈，滑都乱七八糟。
So we were boating together. I was very inexperienced.
那我们两个滑一滑就很累了，就坐在那边聊聊天啊，讲讲话。
And then after a while, we got tired, so we just stopped and then start chatting.
没想到这个船就从湖的中间就开始飘飘飘飘飘，慢慢飘，我们都没注意到。
And then we didn't realize that our boat just keep drifting from the center of the lake to toward the edge.
等到飘到快到红线的时候，我们才突然警觉。
Until it almost touched the red line, and then all of a sudden we got alerted.
因为你过了红线，在不久以后，它就突然有一个 drop down， 就突然掉下去了哈，就是。
Because after the red line, there will be a steep drop down.
我们两个就开始全把自己弄回来歪来歪去的把自己弄回来。
We start rolling the boat really hard until we reach the safety zone.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为说你不管你现在的家庭，你只好无可奈何的任凭他。我跟你说，有一天过了那个线，我们就造成了很多可能无法弥补的伤害跟后悔。
So brothers and sisters, do not think that you can just let your family life go, because one day you might find you already crossed the red line and you have made mistakes that's irreversible.
那么我们怎么样子让我们家庭是向上去呢？
So how can we make our life, family life progressing, going upwards?
能够活出神对家庭命定的祝福跟该有的情形。
So that we get to experience the ordained blessing, from God.
主耶稣在这里教我们怎么爱。
But the Lord Jesus here is teaching us how to love.
今天的背诵经文说：“你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这是我的命令。人为朋友舍命，人的爱没有比这个更大的。”
Today's memorization verse says, "This is my commandment that you love one another as I have loved you." Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends.
底下在第一大点底下，约翰一书三章十六节，主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
First John chapter 3 verse 16 says, "By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us. When we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers."
所以主亲自在这里教我们什么叫做爱，然后要怎么相爱。
So the Lord Jesus is actually teaching us what is love and how to love one another.
其实那一个关键的点就在于舍己。
The key is to lay down yourself.
所以真的爱一定有十架，真的爱一定要舍己。
So true love always carries the cross, and true love always lay down yourself.
我们不可能借着 romantic 的气氛啊，罗曼蒂克的气氛来维持这个爱的。
You can never maintain this love just with romantic atmosphere.
请问你们已经结婚一段时间了，你们有谁？在洗碗的时候一定要点的蜡烛要有 romantic 的味道你才愿意洗碗。
Let me ask you who have been married for a while, is there any one of you who need to wash dishes with candlelight so that you feel romantic to wash dishes?
你要为孩子换尿布的时候说老公老公赶快点蜡烛我要 换尿布了。
Or when you need to change diapers, do you quickly light up this candle so you feel romantic to change the diapers?
爱不是靠那种气氛感觉来维持的。
Because love does not depend on the atmosphere or feelings.
圣经告诉我们，神就是爱，特别这个爱字叫做 agape.
Because the Bible tells us God is love, and this love is agape love.
然后他底下说，住在爱里面就是住在神里面。
Anyone abides in love abides in God.
怎么会把爱跟神 放一个等号。
How can you equate love with God?
换句话说，这个爱是只有神自己才有的。
In other words, this love only comes from God Himself.
这个爱不是一个理想，不是一些行为要求，不是一些感觉感动。这个爱是一个生命，就是神自己的生命。
Because this love is not an ideology, it's not a behavior, guidance or a demand. This is life. This love is a life.
这个爱在我们每一个重生得救的人里面，信耶稣的那一天都得到了。
And this love is in all of us who are being born again. The moment that we were born again, we receive this love.
今天的关键是我们有没有去支取它，有没有去用它。
But the key is that today, do we draw from this love and exercise this love?
你拿 Monopoly 大富翁的钱出去买 hamburger, 出去买 Coke, 买任何东西，人家不会给你兑现的。
If you use the paper money in the Monopoly board game and you use to buy things,they will not honor that currency.
你必须要用真的。
You have to use a real currency.
同样的，当我们今天在这里努力的想要达到一些爱的表现，弟兄姊妹，那是我们天然生命里面出来的，虽然也很好，也很需要，总比没有好，但是它总是有限的。
But today, if we strive to reach, the love or the actions of love with our natural strength, it's not the same.
它总是会有一天不行的。
Because one day it will, you will feel.Exhausted.
所以主耶稣说，人为朋友舍命，没有爱比这个更大的。
That's why the Lord says, there's no greater love than this that someone would lay down his life for his friends.
换句话说，主耶稣其实早就教我们夫妻相处之道，或者家庭、弟兄姊妹、孩子们之间我们的相处之道了。
Because the Lord Jesus was already teaching us how to, deal with your husbands and wives and children and parents.
他们里面最大的需要。跟对我们最大的渴望是希望从我们里面得到 agape.
Because our parents, our children, our spouses, their biggest desire is to receive agape love from us.
所以人为朋友舍命，没有爱比这个更大的。
Greater love has no one than this, that someone would lay down his life for his friends.
这是我们可以送给夫妻、送给孩子、送给父母。最好的礼物就是 agape.
So this is the greatest gift that we can give to children, parents, husbands, and wives, this agape love.
弟兄姊妹，如果连主耶稣都为我们舍命，他说我们从此就知道何为爱。
The Lord Jesus laid down His love for us so that we know what is love.
他说我们也当这样彼此相爱。
And then we ought to lay down our lives for each other.
底下我们读的这一段圣经我们很熟了哈，也讲到十架，讲到十节，哥林多后书第四章十到十二节。
The next passage, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 10 to 12. This is the passage that we're very familiar with.
我们一起来念啊，我们
read together.
念一遍中文，念一遍英文。
Chinese、
身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。因为我们这活着的人为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们必死的身上显明出来。这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。英文的
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 10 to 12. Let's read together in English. Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies.For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, for that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you.
好，这段的圣经提到了两个结果。
So two conclusions for this passage.
一个结果叫做耶稣的生显明在我们身上。
One.End result is that the life of Jesus being manifested in our bodies.
换句话说，我活得像耶稣。
In other words, I live like Jesus.
我在我家人的面前活出耶稣来了，因为身上带着耶稣的死，耶稣的生就显在我身上。
Because I carry up in my body the death of Christ, that the life of Christ will be manifested in front of my family.
第二个结果。就是让我这个人成为了别人的祝福。
The second end result of this passage is that I will become a blessing for others.
因为当死、当十架、当舍己 在我身上发动的时候，身就在别人身上发动。
When death is at work, the cross is at work in us, then life in others.
这是讲到舍己带来的结果。
So this is the result of self-denial and lay down ourselves.
一个是让我们像耶稣，一个是让我们成为别人的祝福。
That we will become like Jesus and we will become blessings for others.
所以圣经上讲到十字架的时候，都希望我们用一个积极正面的态度来接受它。
So the scripture, the Bible always wants us to receive the cross with a positive attitude.
不管是我们主动的身上愿意带着耶稣的死也好。
Whether we actively carry on the cross, the death of Christ in us.
或是我们被动的，常为耶稣的缘故被交于死地。
Or passively, we're always given over to death for Jesus' sake.
不管是主动是被动，但是当我们只要肯舍己，只要接受十字架，结果就会进到另外一个境界了。
So whether we actively or passively receive this cross, as long as we receive it, then we will be carried over to another realm.
这个叫做舍己的爱。
And that is the sacrificial love.
我想给大家举一个很简单的、很好的例子。
I want to give you another good example.
你们都很熟了。
You're all very familiar.
所罗门作王，他向神求智慧。
When King Solomon was the king, he asked for wisdom.
当神把一般人没有的智慧赐给他以后
When God gave him unusual wisdom,
这个智慧让他认识了属灵的路。
And this extraordinary wisdom helped him to see the spiritual way.
当有两个女人都生了孩子，然后夜里面睡觉的时候，有一个女人把自己的孩子压死了，然后就趁着另外一个女人还在睡觉的时候，偷偷把两个小孩换过来。
So, we're probably all very familiar with the story. Two women came to Solomon. They were all sleeping with their babies, and one turned over and killed the baby. So they all came over and claimed the live baby.
你们都很熟哈，早上这个真妈醒来，发现孩子不是她的，两个就真了。
And then you know that morning when the real mother woke up, and then she discovered this is not my baby, and they started this quarreling.
带到所罗门王面前
，and they too brought the baby to Solomon.
那个时候没有像现在验血啊、基因啊，有那么多科学可以证明哈。
At that time, they could not get fluorescent checks or DNA checks.
所罗门说：“简单，拿把刀来，把孩子劈了，一人一半。
”And King Solomon said, "This is easy. Bring a knife and cut a baby in half, so you each get half of the baby."
那个假妈马上说：“好，反正我得不到，劈了。”
So the fake mom says, "That's fine, okay with me."
那个真妈，虽然这是我的儿子，我理当得着他，我可以，哎呀，我要来享受他。但是在这个时候，她宁可为了保住孩子的命。
But this real mother, even though it's her baby, and she deserves the baby to, she get to enjoy the baby. But at this moment, critical moment, she rather keep the baby safe.
让他有吧。他说：“我宁可让他有，不要杀了这个孩子。”
And she says, "I would rather let her have the baby. Don't kill the baby."
又怎么？这个叫做舍己的爱。
And this is the sacrificial love.
这个是属天的眼光和智慧。
And this is spiritual wisdom and insight.
明明按理来说，应当是属于我的。
So logically, that she deserves the baby.
而且我付了代价，我也爱这个孩子，我要来享受他，我希望能够享受他。
And I pay the price. It's legitimate that I want to enjoy the baby.
但是在这里，当我们为了对方真实的好处的时候，我必须放下我的权利、我的理由，甚至我的爱好，我所想要的。
But if we really care about the real good for this baby, then we rather lay down our privilege and our desires.
这个叫做牺牲的爱。
And that is sacrificial love.
因为什么？今天放到我们现实的生活里面。
Today in our life, in reality.
虽然我们不需要去劈孩子。
Even though we don't have to kill our babies and break.
但是我们天天都会碰到类似的事情。你愿不愿意为着爱的缘故肯舍己，放下自己的权利，放下自己的理由，放下自己想要得到的
？But today, are we willing? To lay down our decision, our desires, our privilege, and our what we deserve.
而是为了对方的好处。
So for the good of the other person.
我跟你说，这真的是很难。我们天然人都不愿意做这件事情。
I know this is very difficult because natural men, none of us would like to do that.
所以我想举一个我们生活常常发生的事情：夫妻闹意见、吵架、冲突的时候。
For example, when husbands and wives are having a fight.
我如果问你说你为什么今天这么生气哈？那对不起，我不是在讲 Mary， 我只是举个例子哈。你为什么今天那么气另外一个
？If I ask you, why are you so mad at the other person？
我们一定有一箩筐的理由。
I'm sure we have all the reasons，
对不对？我们里面因为说他这个家伙太可恶了。
Because this person is so unreasonable。
你看他这个三番四复的做这件事情。
Because he or she repeatedly do the same thing.
你觉得他明知故犯，明明知道你会生气，明明你知道不可以，但是他又去做了。
Or the other person just intentionally provokes me. He knows or she knows.
你觉得这个人所有做的事情都是自私，都为自己，都不考虑别人，所以你生气。
You're mad because the other person is totally selfish.
弟兄姊妹，我们可能列了很多的理由，我跟你说，很可能每一个理由都是对的。
We probably have a long list of reasons, and I tell you, maybe all the reasons are legitimate.
但是这就是今天基督徒每天所面对的挑战。
But this such is the challenge that Christians face every day.
每一个家都有问题。
Every family has issues.
于是我以前讲过，每一个家，甚至每一个教会。都是由大罪人组成的，都是由罪人组成的。
Because Pastor Nancy once said that every family, even every church, is constituted by sinners, big sinners.
啊，当我们这些罪人被摆在一起的时候，你不要想到这个家会好到哪里去。
When big sinners are put together, how can you expect the family to be very good?
不知道你记不记得哈，我引用你的话，罪人摆在一起会好到哪里去？
So how can sinners be put together, and how can you expect good come out of it?
所以耶稣基督是救主，不光把我们从罪里面救出来，他也要把我们从自我的里面给释放出来。
So Jesus Christ, our Savior, not only save us from sin, but also from being self-centered.
当我们都看在自己对对方错的时候，我们永远走不出来，然后这条船就一定是往下走的。
If we only focus that we're always right and the other person is wrong, then we can never get out of it, and this boat will just keep drifting downward.
所以这个时候才需要有十架，才需要有基督。
So this is the moment that we all need the cross and Christ.
所以其实这些不愉快的情形，搅扰我们的情形，都提供了我们来经历主，让他来改变我们生命，让他来改善。提升我们家庭生活品质的机会。
So if we can see that all these unhappy occasions and incidents are actually opportunities for us to grow in Christ, so that our life and our family life can be improved and be elevated.
所以那个观念，那个关键是在于我们如何去看待这样子的事情，然后我如何来回应这样子的事情。
The key is how we view such occasions and how we react to it.
你不要以为只有你家 会有冲突，会有矛盾，会有让你受不了的个性。
Please do not think that your family is the only family that's got issues and conflicts.
同样也不要认为只有你的教会里面有这么多的问题，没有一个教会没有问题。
Likewise, please do not think that only your church has issues and conflicts and problems.
当人在自我的里面要去面对冲突，面对不同的时候，他会把这个冲突，把这个不同啊，变得更为扩大，更为深刻，然后带来更深的伤害，这是一定的结果。
So if a person try to resolve conflict with a self-centered attitude, he can only exasperate and magnify the conflicts. This is inevitable.
所以为什么我常常说，这个1960几年大概吧，在美国很流行的这个 WWJD 啊。What would Jesus do? 主耶稣会怎么做？主耶稣会怎么面对这个环境？主耶稣对这样子的会怎样回应？那时候在美国非常流行。
So in the 1960s, there was a slogan among Christianity that's very popular, WWJD, is that what would Jesus do in such situations?
他提醒我们不要急着去反应，你就老筋想想看，你另外一半跟你 不愉快的那副样子，你现在想说如果耶稣在，耶稣会怎么样子回应他？
It reminds you, please do not react to conflicts and issues so quickly, but think, what would Jesus do?
这个有好处，但是不够。
This is good, but not good enough.
如果 WWJD, 主耶稣会怎么做，不是建立在耶稣基督是我的生命这个根基上的话，我跟你说，那是强人所难。
WWJD, if this does not buildOn the foundation that Christ is our life, then this is a high standard that's very hard to achieve.
因为我们连伦常人的这些的要求都常常达不到，更不要说圣经的要求、神的要求，我们根本做不到。
If we cannot even achieve high moral standards by our own flesh and strength, how can we achieve and meet the requirements in the Bible?
所以正好这就是我们今年头两个季度的信息，一个基督必须是生命，它是让基督显大的根基。
Therefore, we keep saying this year, at the beginning of this year, that Christ has to be our life, and that is the foundation that Christ can be magnified in our life.
那第二个季度呢，是不要光让基督是我们的生命，我们要来用这个生命，要来经历这个生命。怎么用呢？就是与基督同钉十字架。
And not only that we recognize Christ has to be our life, but we have to exercise this life. How?By being crucified with Christ.
因为舍己是真正的蒙福之路。
Because laying down ourselves is the real blessed way.
让我们可以活出基督来，让我们可以真正成为别人的祝福，让我们真正可以来扭转这个局面。
So that we can live out the life of Christ, we can be blessing of others, and we can really turn the situation around.
应该是一个吵架的结局，应该是一个痛苦的结局，但是因着我们有一个人肯舍己，这个局面被扭转过来了，因为基督来了。
So, whenever a quarreling, the inevitable result is that people get hurt. But if we allow Christ to be lived out of our life, and then Christ will come to this situation.
所以我们以前说过，很多人都说我没路走了，我这丈夫这个样子，我没路走，我活不下去了。
Sometimes we hear people say, I have no way out. I'm at my dead end. I have no way out.
我就记得一个年长的姊妹说，谁说没路走，死路一条。
And I remember elderly sister often say, Why, what do you mean that you have no way? You have one way, and that is the way of death.
弟兄姊妹，这是属灵的话，不是消极的话。
And this is not being passive or hopeless. This is very active and spiritual.
什么时候放下我自己，不再是我，基督就出现，就来了。
Whenever we lay down,
这是生路。
Whenever we lay down ourselves, then Christ will show up, and then the life of Christ will manifest.
所以我才会跟你们说，人家问我说幸福家庭的秘诀是什么，我说就四个字，同归于尽。
That's why when people ask me, what's the secret to happy family life? And I always tell them, die together.
这是最幸福的。
And that is the most blessed and happy.
只要有一个人肯死，这个家就活了，就有救了。更不要说两个人肯死，哇，这个家太幸福了。
If there's one person in the family that's willing to die, this family will experience happiness, let alone both husband and wife willing to die together.
我上个礼拜本来要去翻箱倒柜，把人家写给我同归于尽的那个照张照片给你们看哈，结果于师母身体不好，我没空去做这件事。有两个人给我写的同归于尽啊，一个是澳洲的，一位是香港的老弟兄。
Actually, two people, one from Australia, one from Hong Kong, have written this Chinese calligraphy, died together. I was gonna take a photo of it last year, but I didn't get to do that.
我想一个挂家里面，一个挂在教会。
I want to hang one in my family and one at church.
这两个地方我都需要死。
Because I need to die in these two places.
那弟兄姊妹，我们现在就来看哈，《哥林多前书》十三章《爱的真谛》，每一个人结婚都喜欢唱这条歌，《爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈》，对不对
？First Corinthians chapter 13, and it talks about love, and then we all like to sing or talk about it at weddings.
我跟你讲，我讲完《爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈》，我就放了点点点，然后凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，爱是永不止息。
So in the outline here, we say love is patient, love is kind, and then da da da, and then it jumps to verse 7. Love bears all things.
我就是想告诉你，这个不是爱的标准，在这里当律法一样来要求我们。
I want to stress that this is not a standard that we ought to be feel demanded to do.
这是 agape 的说明书。
This is actually the description of this agape love.
这个是 agape 耶稣生命性情的介绍信。
And this is the introduction to this agape love.
讲的每一个点都是耶稣基督生命的本性，很自然出来的。
And every single point here is the nature of the life of Christ.
有一本书很好，叫做《The Love Dares》，里面一开始讲到这个的时候，他说忍耐英文是 long suffering。
There's a book talk about love, and then at the beginning it started with love is long suffering.
他说忍耐跟恩慈是爱这个殿堂的两个大的 pillar 两个大的这个柱石。
It says long suffering and kindness are the two pillars of this temple of love.
所有底下不轻易发怒不什么，都是这两个里面出来的。
And everything follows that love does not envy, boast, and stuff all come from these two pillars.
他写得很好，他说什么叫忍耐。
So what does it mean to be long-suffering?
他说忍耐是我们对 negative situation 的 reaction， 我们对那些负面的情形的一个回应。
So long-suffering is our reaction to negative situations.
我们选择忍耐。
We choose to be patient
给对方时间。
And give the other person time.
我们不用批判的话去苛求对方，我们学习接受耶稣基督的忍耐。
So we don't criticize the other person, but learn to be patient.
好，所以忍耐是我们对 negative situation 的 reaction。
So being patient and being long-suffering is our reaction toward negative situations.
Kindness, 恩慈是 love in action.
And kindness is actually love in action.
是爱在具体上，在积极上，它的一个行动。
So it's love is action in love is actively doing something in action.
我看见另外一半或看见孩子回来今天情绪不好，我虽然忙虽然累，但是我愿意 take action 去了解他，去陪他，去陪他祷告。
If I see my spouse or my child is in bad mood today, I'm willing, even though I'm very busy, to take action to listen and to pray with the person.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们真的愿意在这里靠着这个 agape， 靠着耶稣基督来过我们家庭生活的时候，我相信我们一定会从忍受变成享受。原来的是负面的，现在变成正面的；原来是往下去的，现在我们可以往上走。
I'm sure if we're all willing to learn to love our family with agape love, that we will find eventually that not only that we don't longer just endure our family life, but enjoy. And our family life will not become a downward spiral, but an upward.
所以我希望我们都像诗篇说的，大卫说你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善的。
Like David said in the Psalms, that taste the Lord and know his goodness.
可能我们从前都是比较自我中心，都是追求我，所以让我自己不快乐，让家人不快乐。
Maybe in the past we're being self-centered, we always focus on the self. So not only that we're not happy, but we cause a lot of unhappiness to our family.
那让我们一起学习来尝尝，怎么样子借着十字架，不再是我，然后变得乃是基督的喜乐。
If we get to carry the cross and experience is no longer I but Christ, and we get to enjoy it.
把它当作是我们属灵上一个成长的机会，也是让我们整个家庭生活品质被提升的一个机会。
So whenever we encounter a situation, take that as an opportunity to grow, and our family can improve.
就不甘心，我们再让我们自我老我的本性在这里彼此伤害，让家没有达到该有的这种境界，而是我们在基督里，我们每一个家都被主来重建，然后被主来复兴。
That we're not willing that our family will miss out the blessings ordained by God, but every family will experience revival and being transformed.
我在说我们想要怎样的家庭。
Let me stress it again. Whatever kind of family life you want,
那个决定权在于我们。
It's determined by us.
在于我们肯不肯舍己，让基督来替代。
Whether we are willing to lay down ourselves so that Christ may be manifested.
我们唱但愿耶稣的美丽从我显现。
Sing the song, Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me.
我们唱一遍中文，唱一遍英文，然后最后一遍你想唱什么就唱什么，但是就是要口唱心和。
I sing the Chinese first and English and then whatever language.
但愿耶稣的美丽从我显现，耶稣所有亲切温柔与关键，
第三节站起来唱，然后我们跟周围的人走动的来唱哈，要像个耶稣的样子，不要光唱说要像耶稣，好不好？
Stand up and sing and let us be like Jesus.
走动走动，
耶稣的美丽从我
如果有任何人愿意很简短的，不管中文英文都可以，带领我们有一些的祷告。
Let's have a prayer together.
Praise you, Lord. We are here, and we just humble ourselves, Lord. May you fill us with this love of beauty, and use us to be the testimony of your love.And we testify your love in our home、
Amen.
And in the church and in our workplaces, Lord. And may your beauty of your love be magnified in us. Amen.
Amen.
So, we thank you, you for your love, not by law, not by requirement, but by the life in us. And also, any requirement for yourself, we can't last long. Only you, Lord, you live in us.常常的来显现出来，常常的提醒我们，让我们每一天都来问自己有没有向前进，因为不进则退，真的是常常容易回到老我里面去。
阿门。
主啊，你亲自来帮助我们，感谢主。
阿门。谢谢你早上把这些信息送到我们的面前，帮助我们常常在爱中常以为亏欠，抓住一切的机会，抓住现在的时间来爱你，来爱我们的家人。
阿门。
主啊，是的，但愿我们也盼望耶稣的美丽能够从我们显现，能够在我们中间显现，成为荣耀的见证。
阿门。主是的，耶稣基督生命的流露，这爱的流露，实在是离不开我们，实在是要把我们的老我给舍掉。
阿门。
让我们常常能够在这里经历生命的替代，愿你加增，与我们减少。
阿门。Oh, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Let the beauty of Jesus. Oh, Lord, what a wonderful prayer.
Amen.
How can this be possible? Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me, a sinner like me. Lord, we just praise you for this hope. Praise you for
Amen.
Lord, we thank you. We thank you for speaking love to us today. In your grace, in all that you have done for us, you're speaking to us. Amen. Love one another.
Amen.
Lord, we love because you first loved us.
Amen.
Lord, so we heard you today, Lord. We're reminded. We know our shortcomings and our lack. And Lord, we repent. Repent.
Amen.
Our unloving. Oh Lord, today we vow to say we shall love in the love with the love of Christ.
Amen.
Help us, Holy Spirit. Yes, refine us. Purify us. So that we may love. So that the beauty of Christ be seen in us, in your church. In this world.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, we pray that you will forgive us. You will forgive me. Oftentimes we care about our rights and our expectations of others more than that you manifest in our families, Lord. We care about our wishes being fulfilled more than your life being magnified.
Amen.
Lord, we just pray that you will forgive us, Lord, and thank you for giving us new days and then more chances. That and thank you for giving us families, so that in our families we get to see our shortcomings and our sins. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen.
Loves me, and I shall love.
Amen.
Oh Lord, you're worthy of praise. Let your beauty be seen in me, in my family, my fellowship, and my church. Amen. Oh Lord, we love you.
Amen. 主啊，我们感谢赞美你。主啊，我们这样不堪的人，有份于你美丽的生命。主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Amen.
主啊，真的让你的生命在我们身上显现出来。主啊，无论在家庭、在教会，让别人在我们身上看到你，
Amen.
看到耶稣。我们感谢赞美你。
Amen. 是的，主，我们谢谢你，神就是爱。
Oh Lord, we thank you. God is love.
我们住在爱里面，就是住在神里面。
Those abide in love abides in God.
主啊，你来医治，你来重建，你也来祝福我们每一个的家庭。
Lord, come and heal and restore and bless every single family.
有任何的家庭是那样子的蒙福相爱，我们求你让他们带着感恩的心，在你的面前继续的长进。
If there are families that are very blessed, we pray that they will continue with a grateful heart and continue to grow.
如果有任何的家庭，主啊，我们忽略了，我们让仇敌在这里，在我们中间常常造成冲突、矛盾、彼此的伤害。主啊，我们也求你在这里来赦免我们。
Lord, if there are any family among us that are being neglected and then we allow the enemy to come and destroy, Lord, we pray that you will forgive us.
不让我们中了仇敌的诡计，更不让我们仇敌自由地进出我们的家来伤害我们。
That we will not fall into the trap of the enemy. We will not allow the enemy to come freely to our family and hurt us.
主啊，让我们每一个家、每一天都是能够向正面而去，能够让基督更多地活出来。
So that every family will grow and then toward on.Upward positive direction so that Christ will be manifest.
我们也为着教会神的家向你祷告。
We also want to pray for our church, the house of God.
但愿在这里更多属灵的父亲、属灵的母亲被兴起来。
That we will have more spiritual fathers and mothers.
在这里，这个家能够更多的活出该有的相爱的见证，让人认出我们真是属你的人。
So that we can live out a testimony of loving one another and people can recognize we belong to you.
以爱为旗在我们以上。
Because the banner over us is love.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.